The Cap and J-Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Go to titoshometowntales.com and hear the stories of Chicago's defining sports moments through the lens of your favorite ESPN 1000 hosts. That's titoshometowntales.com.
Cap and J-Hood, mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
So, Jeff Bezos, you know him, started a little book distributorship. It's now worth about $200 billion called Amazon.
He's the third person in my home. Of course I know who he is.
Yep. I call my wife Mrs. Bezos. You also have the same deal.
Dude, one day I'm going to take a picture of my living room of how many boxes are in there. I'm going to take a picture, like the empty boxes that I've got to take out, which is fine. I'm on trash duty. I get that. But I'm going to stack them up to the ceiling and take a picture one day. You think I'm exaggerating?
We should both do that. That'd be awesome.
People think that we're exaggerating when we talk about how much Amazon that comes into the house daily.
Every day. Like I said to my wife the other day, we got to take care of the UPS guy.
I feel like I have to. See, I have more stairs up to my home than you do. Mm-hmm. I live in a raised ranch.
Yep.
So, like, it's 8 or 9 steps. Like, oh, God. The poor guy. Here's the water delivery from Amazon. 4 boxes.
All subscription stuff.
So, we know the man very well.
So, Jeff Bezos took off into space today.
Yeah.
I think there were 5 people on board. 11-minute flight, and they have returned. They are back already. He called you up and said, Jonathan, you don't know this, but I listen to the radio on my phone. I have the ESPN Chicago app, and I listen to you guys every morning. I'm a huge fan of yours. I want to give you a shot to be on my flight into space. Would you go?
That's a no shot.
Danny, would you go?
I'm on the fence.
What do you mean you're on the fence?
I'm on the fence. Maybe. I mean, it depends. If it's just going up, I'm weightless for a couple minutes and it's coming back down.
That's what they did.
Odds are I'm not going.
Well, where do you want to take you? To Mars?
Moon. I want to go to the moon.
It's not taking you to the moon. You think this is the honeymooners?
I mean, if they can prove that this is extremely safe, like there's almost zero chance, like taking a flight, if they can prove that this is safe and that I'm not putting myself at extreme risk, and it's affordable, $200, $250 to go up to space and come back. Oh, I would give it a try.
There is no guarantee that it's safe.
There's no guarantee of anything, right? But you get on an airplane, right?
I have a level of expectation that when I fly to Vegas, I'm landing.
Correct.
There.
If that level of expectation can be met in Jeff Bezos's Blue Orchid or whatever Origin, whatever they
Blue
call
Origin,
it.
Blue Origin, yes.
Blue Origin. If you can tell me, all right, the expectation is you go up, you come back down, just like a flight across the country, and it was affordable, I would certainly do it, yes.
Jeff, yes. Would
no
you
thanks.
Do it?
No, thanks. I'll pass.
I'm with Hoodie. I'm out. No interest.
Yes, it's Blue Origin. Blue Orchid is when the wife's away for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I thought, wasn't Blue Orchid, wasn't that the name of the place that Robert Kraft visited out of the AFC Championship game?
I believe that is the case.
From Hoodie's Instagram page,
Asian
I think.
Asian Orchid.
From Hoodie's Instagram page, I think Hoodie was at one of those places yesterday.
I saw that.
Oh, Lord!
Is that then like the release of...
release?
Yes, of the toxins. When they rub your legs and, you know, I got that as well. Yeah, I got the mani-pedi yesterday.
Toxins, is that what they call those?
Yes. Well, for on me, yes.
Nice.
That poor lady in the picture, she looked like miserable. She's like, I knew I should have gone to law school.
She's like, she's massaging a 77 Ford. She's just like, yes, that was the case yesterday. Hey, you know what? Well, we got to have it, right, Cap? I mean, we're in the public eye.
No question.
And I will still tell you buff is better than polish. Look at that. Just look over here. Quality. Look at that. Restaurant quality.
That is restaurant quality.
See that? In the sun, it looks tremendous. I know you're a polished guy.
Yep.
But you got to have that every now and then because you can't be looking nasty. Nonetheless, Blue Origin, because that's the name of it.
Yes.
Max ascent velocity, 2,233 miles per hour. Elapsed mission time, 10:10. I just don't want to do that, Cap, because... I've been to Six Flags Great America before. I know what that feels like. So, I mean, yeah. So I'm in a capsule for 10 minutes. And so I'm holding on for dear life. I'm not enjoying it.
No.
That's why I don't want to do this.
They got to unbuckle and float around the spacecraft for 3 minutes weightless.
But are you a roller coaster guy, Hoodie?
No.
Oh. Well, I used to be.
Are you, Cap?
No.
See, I love roller coasters. So my theory is, I remember being a kid.
I think Sylvie is, right?
Oh, my God. Nobody loves him. Nobody loves roller coasters more than Sylvie.
Yeah, it was fun.
What about Marcus Leshock?
Waddle?
He likes
maybe Marcus Leshock. But my point is, when I was a little kid, I remember going to Great America and waiting in line for an hour and a half to go on the Shockwave. Which, if you've ever been on the Shockwave, all it does is throw your head around like crazy. And
pardon the expression.
If I'm willing to do that, I think a ride to space is probably more exciting than a roller coaster.
Mellor, you ever been on the Shockwave?
The one at Great America?
So, you know, for me, I'm just looking at a Cap is like, I can't. I don't want anything to do with it because, as I've told you many times, Cap, if I can't get to a Starbucks or if I can't get to a Dunkin', right, show me human life other place, then I will consider it. But I'm just going into the darkness for 10 minutes and then coming back.
Yeah, the one guy who's 82, so they had an 18-year-old whose dad bought him a seat, and they had an 82-year-old. So that's the oldest and youngest person to ever fly in space. And the old guy went, man, it's dark up here.
And then that's it. But it's 10 minutes of a thrill, and then you're right back down. Again, it's like going to Great America for me. It's like the greatest ride you've ever been on for 10 minutes. But then the cost of it, too. They're going to make it affordable for the everyman? But $300-$400? That won't work.
His quote is, I want this to be something everyday people can do, almost like catching an airline flight.
But once I get there, why can't I park and be able to go to the mall? When it gets to that level, Zed, I think that I'll consider it.
Hoodie, that's a sweet wallet. Where'd you get that? I bought it at the moon.
Well, that's so Bezos and Hoodie's favorite guy, Elon Musk, have to go into business together because Elon Musk is going to build some kind of space station on Mars.
So who just flew? Was it Musk who flew? Who just flew?
That was Branson.
The guy from Virgin Airlines.
Oh, that's right, Richard Branson.
Yeah.
You're mixing up your billionaires.
Yeah, exactly.
There's
so many of them.
And Musk is out, by the way. That's it. I mean, you got two of them. Now Musk is going to try it. See, this is what I'm telling you, man. I told you about Musk. Fraud. Branson got it done first. We saw what happened today. Where's Musk?
Watch Musk do it better.
How?
I just, everything Elon Musk does is better. What did Jeff Bezos really do?
Stop.
Like, okay, but here's the thing. Hear me out. I'm not an Elon Musk defender, but here's what I'll say. All Jeff Bezos has is money. Elon Musk is a brilliant, brilliant man that comes up with some crazy ideas, like the Tesla. Like wants to dig holes underneath traffic in LA. Like his train idea. Like he actually has legitimate ideas that, if they work, would benefit society. All Jeff Bezos has is tons of money.
See, here's the thing, Cap. You got to know about Danny Zetterman. He always says, "I'm in the idea guy. I'm an idea.
I'm an idea man."
Yeah, so that's why he relates to Musk. Yeah, all these great ideas. Where is it? Where's the tangible evidence? I mean, at least there's two people that has actually got it done. Branson got it done first. We saw what happened today in today's launch. But there's Musk, just the idea guy. Let's see the evidence.
Tesla.
It's nonsense.
Put tuna in the mayo in the can with the feed the mayo to the tuna. Yeah.
That's right.
That was night shift.
I mean, so I just, you know, I don't want to go up there until there's human life, unless there's like aliens that's serving me, you know, brazas, the Brazilian steak, stuff like that. It's like, and I turn the thing over, it says green.
Yeah,
fogo
de chao, Danny, up in space. Now we're in
human life, or whatever life is up there, where you can be able to have your. You could have your restaurants and your bars. That's what I want. We're watching the Cubs game tonight, Mars. How long does it take you? 10 minutes.
Wow.
See? And you've always said, Cap, you've always said it. Like, it's more than just us, right, in this world. Right? I'm just telling you, there's more people than you know. I died, and I saw them.
I told you, when my heart stopped on that operating table, bam! We're going somewhere.
Mars.
Never know. Could be Uranus. I don't know.
Well, I hope not. Boy.
Now you're getting personal.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope not. I had tacos last night. Nonetheless, no one wants to be back there. Go ahead, Cap.
Oh, boy.
Take it over.
Which NFL teams will have great success over the next three seasons? That's right. Uh-huh. ESPN did power rankings, talking to some very intelligent, insightful NFL types. I think Lewis Riddick's in that group, right?
It's Jeremy Fowler, Lewis Riddick, Seth Walder, and yours, good pal, Field Yates.
Who will be part of our fantasy football convention on the 21st of August at 115 Bourbon Street. And Field always is insightful on how you should be drafting and who some of the hidden gems are as you get ready for fantasy football. And we'll all be out there. Hoodie will be there. I'll be there. Carm, Yerk, Waddle, Sylvie, Mellers, our fantasy guru, Black and Abdallah, all of them. It's going to be a lot of fun. We hope you can participate as well. But we'll give you those power rankings next.
Take that.
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and Jay Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Rock and roll, Cap J. Hood, First Midwest Bank Studio on State Street. That's right. If you walk by, we're back down here with Danny Zetterman, Jeff Miller, Hoodie. I'm Cap. So,
and Lollapalooza is right around the corner, right?
Yes, it is.
I could tell by the people that are walking by.
No question. My wife has to work there. So,
oh, she does.
She works in the Malnati's pizza stand.
Oh, she'll be there live and in person.
Live and in person, kid. Absolutely.
Sorry. So. I've seen some of the people that's walking by. So it's got to be right around the corner because I see the some people don't look like Chicagoans.
So you.
Interesting.
Because there was the pandemic, so there was no Lala when you and I were working together last August.
Yeah.
Just wait till the Gentleman's Club starts filing by.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Danny, back me up. Is it not like a gentleman's club, the 3 or 4 days of Lollapalooza?
Yeah, it's pretty great.
It's pretty amazing.
It's pretty great.
A lot
it's
of, pretty
not going to complain.
A lot of high heels?
Just a lot of nothing.
Oh, I see.
See, I always enjoy the old retro Bryant Reeves jersey in it from the Memphis Grizzlies walking by. Those are my favorite sights.
Well, you got to stay cool, right? So yes. You're just going to wear almost nothing. So if it's a Vancouver Grizzlies Bryant Reeves jersey.
Take that.
And bad cargo shorts. Yeah, you could definitely put those on.
That's the only time a basketball jersey on adults is acceptable is if you're going to Lollapalooza.
Not true, actually. If you spend a lot of time on these slopes, you'll see them. On skiers and snowboarders as well.
What about if I want to wear a basketball jersey around the house, Danny?
Just to do like your chores and stuff, I guess.
Like to lay on the couch and watch the game
tonight.
That's
fine.
And I want to put my Pistol Pete jersey on.
I don't judge anybody's house clothes. What you wear in the house is your business.
I have a Pistol Pete jersey.
But when I see a grown man.
Do you have pants on when you're wearing your Pistol Pete jersey?
Absolutely not.
Nice.
When I see a grown man in Whole Foods in a basketball jersey, it's like,
yeah,
come
I would
on,
never do
come
that.
On, dude. What are you doing?
I would never do that. Before we get to this NFL stuff, Hoodie, I owe Danny a potential apology.
We'll see.
SportsCenter has tweeted this. So, verified account, SportsCenter. A last-minute cancellation of the 2020 Tokyo Olympics scheduled to start here any day. Is still possible, now says the chief of the game's organizing committee. The announcement comes as more athletes have tested positive for COVID-19. So, Danny, I potentially owe you an apology because I poo-pooed that in Shot, No Shot.
My favorite thing is when I ask a shot or no shot and you're almost offended by the question, like, no shot, no way, that's so stupid. And then we find out that what I said actually is or can happen. It feels so good.
Happened before.
Feels so good.
Danny said one day
this might be a world record though because it's like 4 minutes after Danny did it and got the no shot.
The NFL is going to turn into the NBA where the players have all the power. I'm like, Danny, that's the stupidest thing you've ever said. Like, I went at him hard. The next day, there's Mike Tannenbaum on Get Up. I think you're actually looking at the NFL turning into the NBA.
Yes,
he walks into our meeting, and goes. We're getting Mike Tannenbaum on today.
I don't know if I ever told you this. I'm an idea guy. I know I don't get invited to your big dinners with the boss, Mike Thomas.
Oh.
But if I was there, I might have had some ideas. You know, Glenview is very close to Hole in the Wall. I could have a quick call. I would have been there with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I know you didn't want to share time with me.
And me.
Danny is an idea man. Just feed the mayo to the tuna.
Yes.
We're good.
And don't forget me also. Not invited there either. I can understand, though. I'm not part of the foursome, so it makes sense.
Oh, you didn't want to go, did you, Hoodie?
No. Socks were on. And I was getting a mani-pedi.
You didn't want to go to the Brewers game, did you, Danny?
You don't want to go to the game, do you? Then something goes wrong. It's your fault.
All right, let's not do that.
Okay, let's get to these NFL power rankings.
All right, boys, NFL future power rankings 2021. Projections for all 32 teams for the next three seasons. Here's what they say. Building a successful NFL franchise is about more than just the current season. The best teams are typically set up to stay among the elite for many years. To project which NFL franchises are in the best shape for the next three seasons, that's from this season, 2021 through 2023, they asked their panel of experts, Jeremy Fowler, Louis Riddick, Seth Walder, and Field Yates, to rate each team's quarterback situation, mm-hmm. remaining non-quarterback roster, drafting ability, front office, and coaching using a scale of A+, A, B, C, D, and F. Gentlemen, I ask you, over the next three seasons from 2021 to 2023, where do you believe your Chicago Bears rank?
Yep.
1 to 32, I'm going to say 8.
And I will say 7. They're definitely in the top 10. Okay, so here's how I break it down in 3 years, right? So, hold on. Well, in 3 years, will the defense be as effective? Okay. That means you got to turn over a number of guys. Like, mm-hmm. is Khalil Mack here in 3 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so same thing with Akeem Hicks. You know, are you as effective defensively? That's number one. Number two, your offensive weapons, right? Your offensive weapons are going to be Darnell Mooney and Cole Kmet. I don't know what the running game looks like. I don't know about the head coach. So what I look at is weapons, mm-hmm. Cap. So could they be top 10 in 3 years, knowing that you're going to turn your defense over in 3 years?
Yes, I think they can.
What about offensively? Like, is Justin Fields, yes, right? Komet's going to be here, yes.
Montgomery?
You sure?
In 3 years?
Yeah.
He better be.
So who's your number one wide receiver? It's not going to be Allen Robinson in
no
3 years. Okay, so we know Mooney's going to be here.
Yep.
And then will you draft one? Will you acquire one via free agency?
I think you'll acquire a stud via free agency.
See, I was quick to give you a top 10 there because I feel like whatever the threshold is, whatever the peak is for the Bears in the post-Rodgers era,
mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if that means Super Bowl or not. So, Danny, I'm going to go... I'll go 11.
But I like how you both are seeing the Bears through rose-colored glasses. You think they're going to be in the top 10
in the next 3 years. I don't think they're rose-colored glasses.
I think we're being honest. I want 11.
11, Cap, just for the record.
8.
Boys, you couldn't be more off. According to this panel, they are 27 with an overall score of 69.1. Here's where they rate.
Bleep.
Overall roster minus the quarterback. They give them a 72, which ranks 23rd over the next three seasons.
They don't know what Fields is yet.
Correct. The quarterback, they give a 71.8, which ranks them 20th. Coaching, a 66.8, which puts them in 25th.
Nagy will be fired.
Draft, a 73, which puts them in at 22nd. And this is the least surprising of them all. Front office, a 59, which puts them in dead last, 32 in the league.
Get the H out of here. With all the... They've got some good players on the roster. I'm not going to tell you that he hasn't made more than his share of mistakes. Dead last? Get rid of that whole panel. Tell them they're dumb.
I'll read to you why they're ranked where they are. This is from Field Yates.
You tell Field Yates to his face at the fantasy football.
I will.
Yeah, you can tell him that.
I will.
Here's why they're here, according to Field Yates. The Bears have a clear and direct path to flying up these rankings in Justin Fields. If the former Ohio State quarterback meets the promise so many see in him, Chicago's fortunes will turn immediately, and GM Ryan Pace and Coach Matt Nagy likely continue to be the architects of this team going forward. If Fields does not pan out, this franchise could be headed for change next offseason, and the future is a little less bright with the roster that includes limited cap flexibility, draft capital, and some aging veterans.
Okay, look, if Fields stinks, yes, they're going to all be out of there because they collaborated to get him. So if he's no good, yes, that is a fair assessment. But I don't think he's going to fail. If he's the guy, the generational talent we've been led to believe Ryan Day told Matt Nagy he is, then I'm going to save these. I am going to put these in a desk drawer, and I'm going to tell them 3 years from now when we're playing in a freaking Super Bowl with a top five quarterback how stupid those rankings were.
For perspective, that means that the Bears are 27th, the Raiders are 28th, which I think that very well could be. This whole thing with John Gruden is just nonsense.
Yeah, with the most overrated coach in the sport, John Gruden.
I think that's fair to say. I think it's fair.
He's so overrated.
Cincinnati's 29th and the Lions would be 30th.
Let me tell you another guy.
So are the Bears, let me ask you this today. Are the Bears as bad as the Bengals?
Are the Bears? The Bears are better than the Bengals.
Raiders?
Better than the Raiders.
And you know what the Lions are?
They're awful.
Okay.
Well, this is breaking news.
Hold on.
Sponsored by the PointsBet Sportsbook on Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Breaking news here on Cap and Jay Hood. We turn to veteran newsman Dan Zetterman with breaking news. Dan.
Gentlemen, while we speak NFL, here is some NFL news from Tom Pelissero. Rams running back Cam Akers suffered a torn Achilles while training per source. Brutal blow for LA, which loses its leading rusher from last season a week before training camp begins.
Wow, that is a big problem. And I think Gurley, I saw yesterday, went to the Ravens.
Yes. He was visiting them. Hoodie, can I get a chime in here?
Yes.
This one's big because for fantasy purposes, Cam Akers was a clear first-round pick. So this has a huge implication for fantasy football players out there. Don't forget, fantasy football tickets are on sale now for the Fantasy Football Championship and Convention, which we'll be hosting at 115 Bourbon Street.
Very good.
And you get those tickets where, Mr. Daniel Zetterman?
ESPN Chicago FFC.com. Correct.
There you go. And can I just, as an aside, because everyone, including people that work here, Kyle Shanahan is painted with this, he's freaking Michelangelo.
Is this a sidebar?
Yes, sidebar, may I approach?
Yes.
I mean, I keep hearing from all these people, oh my God, Kyle Shanahan, he's the most brilliant play caller ever. He's the greatest coach. Can I just read you his records?
Yes, please.
6-10, 4-12, 13-3, 6-10. Can we stop? Matt Nagy has a 12-4. He's never been under 500. I'm not here to tell you Matt Nagy is the greatest coach in the world, but can we stop with putting Kyle Shanahan on the effing Mount Rushmore of NFL coaches? Guys' records suck.
A lot of injuries, a lot of Nick Mullins in that spot. A
lot of excuses.
It's true, though. Excuses or reasons? You can say excuses, but if it's fact, and that I think that's what we're talking about here. These are the things that happened under Shanahan. Was there a Super Bowl appearance in that spot?
Yeah.
Okay.
They lost.
Okay.
Blew the lead.
Okay.
Again, 6-10, 4-12, 13-3, 6-10.
Okay. You know what he's gone through. Instead of just screaming from the mountaintop, you know what he's gone through as an organization. The injuries that they've suffered. And they actually got to a Super Bowl. It's not bad.
Don't tell me how rocky the water is. Dock the boat.
Everybody's not blessed to be able to get to the Super Bowl. There's not a lot. It's not a ton of Belichicks in this league, as you well know.
Agreed. But, again, go out and finish over 500 this year.
Okay. That very well could happen.
And then,
if he doesn't get to the Super Bowl again, you'd also call him a fraud.
No, if he puts up a 12-5 record and they make a playoff run, maybe don't get to, I'm okay.
Super Bowl appearance doesn't count?
Dude, no. He had 1 year. The other three were awful. Stop putting him on the Mount Rushmore.
No one's
I'm
doing
not
that.
Saying he's not a brilliant strategist in terms of sitting down and doing that, but come on. My God.
Same people that give up on Saban and Belichick.
Anthony Rizzo, our guy. We got some questions for him. He's next.
Take that.
David Kaplan. Jonathan Hood.
Welcome, fans. This is Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the new ESPN Chicago app. Anthony Rizzo with Cap and Jay Hood.
Rizzo to right. Out of here.
You won, and Rizzo sends one to deep right field. No doubt about it.
Anthony Rizzo.
Rizzo in the air. Well hit. It is a
monster shot for Anthony Rizzo.
Anthony Rizzo on Cap and Jay Hood right here on ESPN 1000.
Rizzo, R-I-Z-Z-O.
Our guy, Anthony Rizzo, brought to you by your Chicagoland Toyota dealers. Dear driver, hurry in and save Toyota and Valparaiso University. Anthony Rizzo joins us from beautiful, awesome St. Louis, Missouri.
What?
Anthony, good morning. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well, Cap. How you guys doing?
We are doing well. Are you a handy guy? Because my partner had a leak in his shower where he couldn't get water to come out of the spigot. So if that happened to you, does Emily go, we need a handyman, or Anthony's got it?
You know what? Funny you say that. We had our sink in the kitchen clogged, and I had to go down there and take off the YouTube. Anything you need to do, just go to YouTube. Long story short, I didn't end up fixing it because the clog was deep in the pipes, so we had to get a guy out with a long snake, but I was on it. But no, I'm not handy, but I did one handy thing, and I felt good about
it. Yeah, I'm off.
See, Riz, here's the issue. The issue is that when she says to me, she goes, you know, we could really use a handyman around the house. I'm thinking, are you trying to replace me? Or do you actually want to call a handyman? I'm concerned. Like, I'm going to be replaced by someone with a bunch of, you know, wrenches and screws, if you pardon the expression.
Yeah, it's kind of a dying trade. I feel like I've been saying this, especially down in Florida. If you can get, you know, more younger and just quicker service like that, I feel like you just charge a premium. Because when you have a problem, it's such a pain. But if you can get it fixed fast, you pay that extra couple bucks for it.
All right, so I got to ask you, you're going through now here. The 30th is staring us in the face. Kyle Hendricks was in the dugout meeting with the media yesterday. He said, yeah, nobody really knows what's going on. We just show up and try and win a game each day. So have you and Mark, your representative, have you guys engaged with the Cubs at all? Because the 30th's coming up and you want to know, am I here? Am I not here? My contract's up? Anything going on with you?
No, they've kind of just been status quo, it is staring us down, and we'll no one knows. It's one of those things that's just so far out of control right now, like him and just trying to win a ball game today.
Let's put on a whole cap as we try to reestablish the line for Anthony Rizzo.
Yeah, we'll get back to him in 1 second.
Sounds like everything is status quo as far as his contract situation. It's always going to be mum, right? There might be conversations with the agent and Jed Hoyer, but we'll see as we move forward.
Anthony, we got you back?
Oh, there he is. It's just doing all the little things right now and really keeping your mind in the right spot and just focusing on baseball and not focusing on the outside noise.
I want to ask you about this Cubs-Cardinals rivalry. Again, both teams around 500, but is the intensity the same for you and the ball club, knowing that it's St. Louis on the road?
Yeah, I mean, it's always fun playing here, and you enjoy playing here. I feel like with the teams, it is a rivalry, but I feel like the teams have a lot of mutual respect for each other, and both teams play hard, and I always enjoy playing here. I always enjoy playing against them. I always enjoy when they come to Wrigley. It's just a different series always, and rightfully so, because it is a rivalry.
Are those fans rude to you at all? I don't mean rude like saying really, really horrible things, but Yeah, they get after me because you're Anthony Rizzo, you're so visible, and it's the Cubs.
Honestly, not really. It's one of those things where I just feel like they appreciate good baseball and playing hard, and you know, it's always nice because the stadium's always packed here, and there's always a lot of Cubs fans. So the support we get on the road, it does not go unnoticed. I mean, especially out in Arizona, there was probably 95% Cubs fans. So those are the things that you just can never take for granted in this game.
Got a couple of knocks yesterday. What stood out most about the opponent yesterday is you were able to get a couple against Woodford.
Yeah, just really, pitching wise, it's really for me right now just getting back mechanically locked in and making sure that I'm good and in a good position to hit every time. And I feel like once I continue to just get into that good position to hit, you know, pitchers are gonna make their pitches. Most of the pitchers have the same pitches, so it's just for me just staying in my own element and making sure I'm right and where I need to be.
Could you help me out when it comes to Patrick Wisdom? What is the big difference, Anthony, when it comes to a young player coming up in which pitchers don't have a lot of film on him versus Wisdom just being able to be a good hitter? Which is it? Because to me, when you first saw Wisdom, you said, boy, he's getting a lot of knocks. He's getting a lot of power on base percentage. But it seems like it's sustainable. How can you tell whether or not a guy is just locked in versus pitching just not catching up with a guy?
I just think a lot of it is confidence and being able to be in a setting where you're accepted. And that when you're accepted, you can be yourself, and when you're yourself, you can thrive. So having him come in, Nick Martini was up here too, and they're good friends. So that was good for him as well for a little bit, but just coming in when you're young or even older, just, knowing that all the guys here have your back and you can be you, and you don't have to get to the field at 11 a.m. to, you know, start working. You can do your routines and do them the way you want, and no one judges you. That's a big thing for us here is making sure guys feel that in the right way, and also still respecting, you know, where you're at. But it's he's been so good in the clubhouse and how he works. It's been fun to see him develop.
We're talking to Cubs star Anthony Rizzo here on Cap J Hood on ESPN 1000. So you talked about tuning out the outside noises. I call that tuning out the matote. It's that those thousand voices that are out there. Yet this is not 2018, 2019, 2020. This is it. And when you do you feel, is there a level of sadness for you as you go into that clubhouse each day going, these are my brothers in here, man. Whatever the outside noise is, whatever topic it is, man, I can't believe we're here, or you don't even let your mind go there.
I mean, it definitely is there. I can't be naive, right? But you have a job to do, and this is baseball. And when you do get to that, you just start, for me, it's I could just continue to go to the things I'm grateful for and all the positives. So it's hard to be negative when you just keep spinning out positives, especially in this time. But yeah, I mean, I think when it's all said and done, when you look back at it, it'll hit harder. But right now, in the moment, you stay in the moment and get on your routines and just focus on playing baseball.
So Blue Origin had its flight here. So we already had one with Richard Branson, right, Cap?
Yep.
And now we had our second one today. 2,233 miles per hour. It was about an 11-minute trip up into, what was it, Mars, the darkness? Where was it?
They were right at the edge of the atmosphere, and they got weightless for 3 minutes. Jeff Bezos and four other people.
So would you do that trip?
No. No, I think I'm good here. I mean, it's amazing. I was watching it this morning.
Yeah,
and I watched the Richard Branson one too. I mean, it's really unbelievable going up there and just how they modified. Watching the news, just kind of like what Steve Jobs did with the, the iPod and everything. He didn't reinvent music. He just came up with a better way to, you know, stream it and all that stuff. So what they're doing with these rocket ships and spaceships, the windows on that thing were incredible. But I'm good for here right now. I got a pretty good thing going on Earth. And
Wait, hold on a second. Can we quote you, Riz? I got a good thing going on Earth. Can we send that to the press?
I mean, I don't really like flying as it is. So
yeah.
Getting shot up on a spaceship and that fast, that would be, I mean, what an adrenaline rush, but I'll just watch them from the ground.
I told Cap, I said, look, man, like these trips don't mean anything to me because if I can't get out and get to a Starbucks or a Dunkin', if there's no restaurant there, if there's no Chicago cut, then what's the point? Like, I want to, what's wrong with that, Cap?
I'm with you.
Well, you're going up for 10, 11 minutes and it's like going to Great America. It's like Six Flags, right? So I just want to know, like, can I get out? Can I moonwalk over to a restaurant? That's what I want. I want human life. I want a nice coffee. That's what I want.
I'm sure it's coming. It's coming. That's, I mean, shoot, you just put your coffee down for 15 minutes and you can have it. It'll still be nice and cold for you or warm for you when you get back.
Right.
Yeah. I have zero. I don't understand the point of it, but I guess if you've got, like, stupid money, like billions and billions of dollars, I guess these guys are always looking for the next thrill. All right, any idea where you are in the lineup today? I saw you let off the other day. Wilson back leading off yesterday. You had a two-hit day, but you were back in a different spot again. So where do you think you are?
I haven't looked at the lineup, but I would assume I'm probably back to hitting second.
You like that?
Do I like hitting it? I don't really mind where I hit right now. It's just whatever it takes with our lineup. But as far as that stuff, I think Rossi's been doing a really good job at constructing the lineup.
All right, and you feel like your gut is that you're not Emily. I just got traded. You feel like you're going to be around here the rest of this season, right?
Yeah, I mean, I sure hope so. Everyone knows how I feel about Chicago Cubs in this city. So, but honestly, it's so far out of my control that for these next what is it, the 20th? For these next 10 days. Every single cliche that, you know, you've talked about, we've talked about on air, I promise you I'm using them because it's really the only way to go right now. It's just that one day at a time, what's next, do the right next thing, and really just try to stay out of the dark you can go into.
Yep, tune out the outside noise, kid. Have a good day.
All right, guys. Take care. Thank you.
There he is. That's Anthony Rizzo, and he is brought to you by Toyota. Dear driver, hurry in and save your Chicagoland Toyota dealers and Valparaiso University.
He doesn't know, Cap. He's got no idea. He's just living it because of this season is how, you know, it's not horrible, but it's been below average again. He doesn't know.
He doesn't. He's just showing up playing every day.
I'm sure there's
Jed's doing his work.
There's negotiations, I'm sure, but it's like if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen.
Right.
But
the last time I talked to him off air about it, he said, I told my agent, I don't want to know. Unless there's something like, I have to make a decision on that. I don't want to know. You have all your talks. I don't want to know.
Yeah.
You won't believe what they're doing in Milwaukee tonight. And I got to take a shot at Bezos because I just thought of something. That's all next.
Take that.
Cap. J-Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
Things. One, I thought of this because Musk wants to take his rocket up there and build the space station and all that. He's a brilliant dude. Bezos just landed safely, thank goodness. They were up there for 11 minutes. Branson did it last week. They were up in space.
Sure.
If you really want to call it space, it's not like they're piercing the atmosphere and they're way out there. They're up there. And then they come right back. 11 yes. minutes mm-hmm. total. What's today's date?
Today is the 20th.
Why is today's date important in space travel?
I don't know.
It's one small step for man.
As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run. And so that'll make it a 4-0 ball game.
One giant leap for mankind.
Okay, that was neat. Thank you for the Tom Brenneman drop in. But that was Neil Armstrong, July 20, 1969. Curtis. One of the greatest days in the history of space exploration.
Nice.
And Bezos just urinated all over it.
Courtesy of Valley Sports Ohio.
Bezos just urinated on this date. Are you serious? This is the greatest date in the history of space exploration.
So tell the story when you were a kid. Did they roll the TV in?
We weren't in school then. It was July. But I remember sitting in Marshall and Lila Kaplan's den in the back on Drake Street, 8447 Drake.
Yeah.
Me and my brother and my parents, and we're like, oh, my God, that guy's walking on the moon.
Right.
It's like unbelievable. And we got Tang out of it.
That's it.
Some moon rocks. But
I'm happy for you at that age to get some Tang.
But that, wow.
What?
That is
water and concentrate, right?
Yes.
Yep.
The orange drink.
Yeah, I remember.
This is the greatest day in the history of space exploration, and now it has to be shared with a billionaire goof who went 11 minutes up in the sky.
I know.
F you, Jeff Bezos.
Oh,
that's
stop
just
it.
Awful.
All right. Stop that.
It shouldn't have been allowed on this date.
I understand what you're saying. That's a sacred date because we never thought we'd see that, right?
Correct.
Ever. And he decides to do it on this date.
Yes.
He did that. You know it was on purpose.
No question. Shame on him.
I hope you enjoyed your Amazon Prime services, Cap, because
he's going to cut those out.
Yeah, that's going away.
That's all right. As long as Cap got some Tang out of it, that's good. Now, you were saying about the Bucks.
They expanded the Deer District, or the Deer Stand, as I like to call it, from, would they have 20,000 people out there?
Yeah.
There is now going to be capacity, and they expect to be completely full. 65,000 people outside the stadium. 65,000!
That sounds
another
impossible.
22 or whatever inside, and then a bunch of other randoms that'll be milling about outside that area. It's going to be 100,000 people in downtown Milwaukee.
That sounds impossible. It sounds impossible. Like, okay, so I can't get a ticket. I'm going to stand outside amongst 65,000 to 70,000 people in that Deer District. No shot.
No shot.
I'm someone that's in the building. My team won the championship, and we're celebrating a little bit, right? I can't celebrate outside because there's so many people that's around celebrating. Now I got to get back to my car. How can I get out of that? And I've been to that stadium, so it's a little bit of a walk to get to your parking structure. How soon can you get out of there? Hours?
Oh, I don't know how you're getting out of there.
Dancing in the street to Milwaukee?
Now, if they win, and I hope that they do, it'll be really cool. I just don't know how you pull that off. 100,000 people in downtown Milwaukee. God bless him. I'm looking forward to the game.
You're just staying there, man. You're just stuck. You're not getting out of there. A championship in Milwaukee for the first time 50 years?
Crazy.
You're not getting out of there anytime soon. That's a lot of people.
All right. We will crosstalk with Carmen and Yurko.
That's one small step for man.
As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run. And so that'll make it a 4-0 ball game.
Moon man.
We'll be right back.